Sometime last month, President Obama quietly passed a milestone and became the president who has deported more illegal immigrants than any other in United States history. Now he's under increasing pressure to use his power to slow down. But as WNYC's Mirella Ivorak reports, the president says he's reached the limits of his authority.
Cecilio Shimeo left a department store in Midtown on a recent evening wearing a suit, a tie, and a big smile.
Today my schedule was to open the store, so usually when I open the store, I open the register, and then we have...
And then Shimeo, a small and slight man, sells handbags. It may not sound like a glamorous job for a 26-year-old, but Shimeo started working at 13. After he crossed the border illegally from Mexico.
My first job in America was working as a dishwasher. I worked for 12 hours.
This is his first legal job.
It was exciting because I was like, this is like the easiest job I ever done in my life.
Shimeo is one of 500,000 people brought to the U.S. illegally as children who have benefited from President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, enacted by executive action and known by its acronym DACA. They've received a 2-year deferral from deportation and work permits, which can be renewed.
It really changed my life. It's been already a year, and in a year I have done lots of things. I have a job that I like, and I even have my driving license permit.
But the summer days of 2012, when the president announced DACA and advocates praised him, are long gone. These days, the advocates are focusing on a number, 2.1 million people deported from the U.S. during Obama's presidency.
His legacy will be, being the president that has deported the most number of immigrants in the history of the United States.
Cristina Jimenez is the managing director of United We Dream, the largest youth immigrant advocacy group in the nation. As the chances of passing immigration reform dwindle in Washington, they and other immigrant groups have been putting pressure on the president, asking him to use his executive authority to stop deportations.
The deportations and the family separation that is happening has really created a moral and human rights crisis in our communities. The president is deporting parents. That's what we're seeing right now. So he definitely has authority to address that and to change that. And it's just a choice.
Obama has wielded executive action this year as a way of bypassing the gridlocked Congress. But he says he can't use it to further limit deportations.
Until Congress passes a new law, then I am constrained in terms of what I'm able to do.
The president told Univision and Telemundo he doesn't have the authority to go beyond what he's done for young immigrants.
The reason that these deportations are taking place is Congress said you have to enforce these laws. They fund the hiring of officials at the department that's charged with enforcing. And I cannot ignore those laws any more than I could ignore any of the other laws that are on the books.
Under pressure from advocates, the president ordered Homeland Security to review deportation policies and determine if they can be conducted more humanely. Some legal experts, such as Hiroshi Motomura, a law professor at UCLA, say the president can do more.
The Congress makes the laws, but the laws are very general, and Congress provides the money. But where that money is spent is very much a decision-making process within the executive branch.
Congress appropriates around $3 billion to deport around 400,000 people each year. That's a fraction of the estimated 11.5 million immigrants in the country illegally. The president can't deport everyone, Motomura says, which gives him some flexibility to decide who those 400,000 people are. That means he could exempt another group from deportation, such as the parents of young immigrants.
He can exercise prosecutorial discretion legally as long as he is imposing some sort of rational order on a system where there's a huge gap between the capacity to do something and the number of people who are potentially deportable.
While immigration advocates are asking Obama to use executive authority more, Republicans say he's overreaching and refusing to enforce the law. Some critics have dubbed Obama's tenure the imperial presidency, partly because of the immigration policy changes he implemented.
Thus far, President Obama has used his authority to largely narrow the scope of immigration enforcement.
John Feary is the legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that advocates for reduced immigration. He says another example of the president's abuse of authority is the use of prosecutorial discretion. In 2011, Obama instructed immigration authorities to use discretion by allowing immigrants with clean criminal records and strong ties to the U.S. to stay here. 30,000 immigrants have so far benefited from prosecutorial discretion.
Celso, call me. I'll bring up the saw when I'm coming.
Immigrants like 34-year-old Antonio, who's remodeling this apartment in Midtown East. He came to the U.S. from Trinidad in 2005 and overstayed his visa. Now he runs a renovation company.
We painted the entire place. We installed some pocket doors.
3 years ago, Antonio was stopped by the police in Florida and arrested because he wasn't able to show a driver's license issued in the U.S. He managed to avoid deportation because of the prosecutorial discretion memos.
I could have been sent home. Life would have been totally different for me.
Antonio, who didn't want his last name used, didn't get legal status. But he gained a foothold in the U.S. through a convoluted path of semi-legal solutions. And a few months ago, Antonio received a work permit based on a marriage to a U.S. citizen. Here's Feary, the conservative advocate.
We've gotten to a point now where it is extremely unlikely for your average illegal immigrant to face deportation because of the administrative policies that the White House has put forth.
Last year, Antonio's company earned $500,000 and employed 8 people.
Every day that I leave home, I thank God that I'm not one of those people that got sent home before they got a chance to do anything.
Advocates say more immigrants deserve that chance. They're staging protests across the country on Saturday, demanding that deportations be scaled back. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibarrack.